And we're underway here in Branson as the Lady Bombers control the tip. It goes back to Payne and Emma Martin. Martin across the timeline now goes to her left. Try to get it to Foreman off her hands and scramble on the floor. Gets it back to Martin. Martin has it. Almost lost possession of it. Lady Bombers have it now. Now between the circles is Martin. She's standing on the Branson logo. Now to her left. With a handoff from Hannah Grace Foreman. They try to get a lob to Foreman. Wasn't able to go, but they kick it back out. Yates has it over to the right side to Emily Payne. Payne with it now. Goes to her right. Now back up top. Comes out past the three-point line again. Picks up her dribble. Back to Emma Martin. Over to the left, Kate Gilbert now. Gilbert working. Couple crossover dribbles. Now going to her left. Now she picks up her dribble. The AG at the nailhead. That'll Emily Payne, who has it now. Over to Yates. Addison looks over the left side. Kate Gilbert for three, and we have a whistle and an offensive foul. Not exactly sure what for, but it'll go on Emma Martin. They got her for a legal screen as we had the clock running the entire time the ball was stopped. Minute into this game, no score. Lake Hamilton with it now. This is Higginbottom, now dribbling to her right on the right wing. Hands it off to Mullenix. Mullenix back to Haley Weirich. Weirich driving inside. Gives it off to Audrey Winfrey. Audrey Winfrey with the bucket. And Lake Hamilton has an early lead. Martin with it now to her right as we have another whistle. And it's another offensive foul on the Lady Bombers. They got Anna Grace Foreman leave for an illegal screen, but looks like she was just standing there. Not interesting calls here early on. Lake Hamilton with a 2-0 lead. They have the ball again. Here's Higginbottom. Jenny drives to her left, picks up her dribble. The Weirich for three on the way. Almost banked it in, but Martin comes up with the rebound. Emma Martin pushing ahead over to Kate Gilbert on the left wing. Couple crossover dribbles. Now she's going to back her girl down. Back up top to Martin between the circles. Anna Grace Foreman tried to get into Addison Yates, but she's fouled. Fouls on number one, Jenny Higginbottom. Her first team's first of the quarter. Early whistles early on. Gilbert will throw it in. Gilbert looking. Still looking. Gets it into Yates. Mid-range. Got away with the travel maybe. Got it into Foreman. Foreman off the glass, May got tipped, got her own rebound, dives for the loose ball. Lake Hamilton comes up with it. Pushing ahead. Here's Thornton. Thornton driving inside with the right hand. A lot of contact, no call, as Addison Yates comes up with the rebound. Emma Martin pushing ahead, goes to her right, now back to her left. Martin directing traffic. Does Gilbert move over, get out of the way. Martin driving to the rim, reverse layup, good! And the Lady Bombers are on the board. Emma Martin with the bucket was held scoreless last night, so that's a good start for her. 5:20 remaining in this first period, tied up at two. As Higginbottom pulls up for a deep two, won't go. Foreman with the rebound. Now to Emma Martin. Martin pushing ahead on the Branson logo. Now to her right side and volleyball line. Now she works back to her left. Lady Bombers trying to run a play. They give it to Foreman. The handoff back to Martin. Martin pulls up for three. Won't go. It's a long rebound, but Payne comes up with it. Back to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert has it. Into Foreman at the free throw line. Puts on the deck. One dribble toward the bucket. She's fouled. And she'll shoot a couple free throws. I believe they gave that to Winfrey. Her first foul of the quarter, team's second. AG's going to shoot a couple free throws. Had a monster game yesterday, 18 points, 16 rebounds, along with four blocks and a couple of assists. First free throw on the way from Foreman. Rattle around, bounces in. Rather loud crowd early on. Second one from Foreman, swished it. And AG hit both of her free throws. Those of these teams are very well. Lake Hamilton staying the whole weekend. Lady Bombers and Bombers coming back last evening. They'll spend the rest of the weekend here. Lady Bomber and Bomber fans known for traveling very well on the road. Higginbottom driving inside. Gets it back up top. Looks like a deep two. They're going to call it a three-quarter. It's good. Audrey Winfrey knocks it in from downtown. you've got all five of Lake Hamilton's points early on. Gilbert ahead, 4:20 remaining in this first period. Lake Hamilton with a 1-point lead, 5-4. AG puts it on the deck. On the right wing, driving inside, trying to kick it out, and we have a whistle and a foul. Number one, Jenny Higginbottom. That's big. That's her second foul. Foul was called on the floor. Gilbert will throw in from the left lane line. It's an inside to Yates. Oh, she had a layup, but she got called for a walk. Looks like she had a wide open layup, but she tried to back it out. She was called for a walk. In for Lake Hamilton is Taylor Humphrey, a junior. Here's Aspen Thornton. Gets it across the half-court line. Now between the circles, guarded by Emma Martin. Now to the right side. This is Weirich. Weirich now dribbling to the left side. Kicks it back up top to Humphreys, fresh into the game. Humphreys tried to hand it off to Thornton. That was cut off. Now they get it to, I believe that was Haley Weirich, knocks down the triple. A deep three from the volleyball line. And Lake Hamilton stretching their lead. Gilbert holding up a couple feet inside the half-court stripe. Gilbert now bouncing to her left. Gives it to Yates up top. Yates works to her right. Martin now going to drive inside. Screen from Yates. 15-footer good by Emma Martin. Emma Martin with 4 points early on. Promising sign for this Lady Bomber basketball club. She was held scoreless last evening. As it's a steal, Lady Bombers come up with it. Martin pushing ahead. They're going to back it out. Run some offense. Yates gets it into Foreman. Foreman going to work over her right shoulder. Gets the hook shot to go. Anna Grace Foreman with another bucket. As down the other end, Weirich wants the three. Won't get it. Gets her an offensive rebound. Drives in the lane. She's fouled. The long rebound. Excellent job following her shot. As we're going to give that to Emma Martin. Her second foul. That could be big. Might get a little break. Leah Jackson coming in. First free throw by Weirich, good. It is Leah Jackson coming in. Or should replace Addison Yates. They're going to leave Martin out there with two fouls. Big thing Dell Leonard talked about this week, you know, they're in a consecutive 3 days of consecutive tournament play. As Weirich misses the second free throw, they're going to have to figure out how to play with multiple fouls to stay on the floor. Gilbert with it to Payne. Payne to the left side looking for Foreman. Gets it into Foreman. Couple dribbles. Kicks it out to Martin. Into Gilbert. Kate spin move over off the window and good. Kate Gilbert with her first bucket of the evening. And the Lady Bombers have the lead. Here comes Humphreys driving. Now she's going to pull back out. Feet on the three-point line. Picks up her dribble. Now to the left side. Winfrey with it. Now back to Humphreys. Humphreys looking inside, getting Winfrey. Turns and faces, met by a double team, and it's knocked out of bounds. That's touched by the Lady Bombers. 2:11 remaining in this first quarter. Lady Bombers with the lead, 10-9. Humphreys looking, trying to get it in. Almost 5 second violation. Wasn't. They get it into Weirich. Weirich hook shot won't go. Jackson bubbling around, and she comes up with the rebound. They get it out to Martin. Martin pushing ahead to Payne. Payne picks up her dribble. Into Foreman, we have a whistle. It's a foul on the floor. Be on Audrey Winfrey, her second foul.
Third foul, number four.
Third foul of the night. As Emma Martin will exit the ball game. They get it into Jackson. Jackson on the right wing. Dribbles to her right. She pulls back out. Now she goes back inside with the right. Lost the handle of it. Dives to the loose ball. And we have a jump ball. As it'll go back to Lake Hamilton. As coming in for Lake Hamilton, number four, Ellie Sutterfield, a sophomore.
Ellie Sutterfield.
Minute 40. 45 left in this first period. Lady Bombers up 10-9. Here's Thornton across the timeline, a junior. Over to Mullenix. Mullenix looking on the left wing. Now she puts it on the deck. Met by a double team. Jackson comes up with it. She has a steal. Jackson's going to pick up a dribble, think otherwise. Over to Foreman, over to Payne, into Addison Yates. Addison going to work. Hook shot over her left shoulder. Won't go. Foreman's there to pick it up. Puts it off the window. She's fouled. They're going to give that to Aspen Thornton. She's hit by a double team. Multiple hands hitting her, but they're going to give that to Thornton. That's her first. First free throw by Foreman. Hit the heel of the iron. Bounced out. The second one on the way is rattled around. Bounces in. Blake Hamilton pushing ahead as there's a whistle as Thornton pushing ahead off the made free throw. She's fouled. And Kate Gilbert picks up the foul. First foul, team's four. It'll be Aspen Thornton at the free throw line. First free throw, right around, hit every part of the rim and bounced in. First free throw was good. Second one on the way. Ties it. 11-11 our score. As the Lady Bombers may be looking to get the final shot. Minute 10 left. Up top the Yates between the circles. Over the right side to Foreman. A.G. looking over to Gilbert. Take Hamilton in man-to-man. They get inside to Foreman off the window. Won't go. Tipped it away. Was last touched by Anna Grace. And it'll go out of bounds. Lake Hamilton gets it back. Thornton pushing ahead. Now to the right side. Sutterfield. Now over to Wyrick. Wyrick looking. Back to Mullenix. Still on the right wing. 42 seconds remaining in this period. Skip pass picked up by Foreman. Foreman driving ahead, picks up a dribble, and she's called for a travel. With one little extra step. She's called for the walk. Now it looks like Coach Blake Conley telling for his team to run a set. Now it's over to the right side to Mullenix. Mullenix picks up the three. It's good.
Number three,
Tia Mullenix knocks it down, and Lake Hamilton has a 14-11 lead. Gilbert working now to her left, driving inside, gets it into Foreman. Foreman off the window, good. That's the lead to one. It's Anna Grace Foreman with 7 points early on as we have a shot from the elbow. Won't go. Gilbert has it down to two, down to one from half court at the buzzer. And if it goes, won't go. And that'll do it for the quarter. Lady Bombers start off slow, but they were able to get a little lead. And Lake Hamilton stole it right back. Lake Hamilton currently leading at the end of the first period, 14-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.